Darling, are you coming to bed? It's getting late, and I don't want you up too late, or you're going to be my tired bean, and you'll get all quiet on me tomorrow. How to convince my fluffy butt to come to bed? Want to snuggle in with me? I can pester you, you know. Are you all right? Feeling stressed from work? Normally you're all giddy to get cozy with me. I know you like staying up and getting lost in your video games, but sometimes you gotta pick sleep. Being an adult is hard, and I understand video games help you to decompress from the day, but, well, sleep does a lot for you. It helps you figure things out, like when you sleep, apparently dreams are you just dismantling your day and your thoughts, whether they are wholesome thoughts or not. It was because of a nap I actually got the idea about applying what I see other ASMRists do to my own content ideas. You know how YouTubers always say, well, they have an intro that says like and subscribe, and they also have a preview of what's inside the video right at the start, even though you already clicked on the video for the thumbnail and title. I never understood it, but honestly, I sometimes find it a bit useless. But it also can help the listener to see if the video is for them. Some people are really tinkle specific and have a strong aversion to certain ones. I've been researching into the categories of ASMR. You know, like a deep dive into this stuff, and there's quite a few for just no talking ASMR. I know you can do talking, or sobs, soft spoken, and even whispering, which I attempted the last time. And shall I add, I got way more comments during a roleplay than I do from just a regular video, which was a surprise to me. With ASMR, there's so many niche things that you can do. It seems like the possibilities for creating content is endless. Artists can get art block and writers can get writer's block, but with ASMR, I'm ready to write out a whole year's worth of content right now. That's how many ideas are up in this noggin of mine. How many subscribers do we have? Oh, well, we are at 872. Yeah, 872 right now. I'm hoping soon we can apply for the YouTube partnership program and then we can start earning. And then I can start working on that mini debt of mine. The videos are doing well. I can see the dislikes though. I've noticed when I upload, after a few minutes, I've already received my first dislike. I'm not really sure what it's about. I thought maybe I left in a recording mistake, such as clearing my throat or something like that, but nothing of the sort is in there. It happens on like everyone's videos though, so do you think people would bother to have a dislike bot thing running on people's channels? Either that or people have purposely subscribed to me just to dislike my news content. Enough about me though, I'm gonna end up running away with my words again. Every time I get a moment with you, it's like my brain wants to derail it and talk about the YouTube channel. You're gonna start hating it before it's even established. Well, instead of blabbering your ears off, why not I offer you a cutesy little ear massage? I do have these essential oils just ready to be applied on ya. You're gonna have everyone asking you why you smell so different at work. If they do, just say it's your girlfriend testing her essential oils on you. Nothing more and nothing less, and they will accept it. if someone keeps pushing you, then they probably just have a secret interest in the stuff. You'd be surprised how many men have embraced some self-care over the years. I'm actually really glad. I think a lot of dudes just scoff and say, "Oh well, I'll get a girlfriend and she'll look after me." Like, honey, I think that sounds an awful lot like you want a mama that you can just with. Anyway, instead, why not do self-care for yourself because, you know, after all, you're the only one that can do it. It's in the title, self-care. That doesn't mean I don't want to pamper you every night, though. Come here, cutie. I know you're a bit stressed from work, so please, you know you can ask me for anything you like to help relieve the tension. You never know, maybe in a month's time I could have blown up on the internet and get tons of sponsorships and collab offers, and the money's just throwing itself into our bank account. I can dream. Now, are you comfortable? Are your muscles relaxed and all loosey-goosey? Now let me climb up on top. My thighs are squishing you right. No? Then I'm gonna take a few extracts of coconut oil for the massaging part. And then some lemongrass and lavender to try and trick your immune system into relaxing. Do we have a deal, mister?